It's Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with another installment of our occasional series on the centenary of Lincoln Highway. You might remember author Dan Libman's reports about bicycling the highway in April. You can hear those reports at WNIJ.org. Today, we'll meet composer Nolan Stoltz, who wrote a five-movement symphonic suite called the Lincoln Highway Suite. One of the movements, called Prairie View, gets its world premiere this weekend in a performance by the Dubuque Symphony Orchestra. I asked Stoltz what inspired him to write a suite of music about Lincoln Highway.
I was traveling. I was actually taking the 66, and I didn't know about the Lincoln Highway. And I found a book, and I picked it up, was looking, and it's like, how did I not know about this historic highway? Everyone knows about the 66, but less people know about the Lincoln Highway. I'd wanted to write an orchestra piece for a long time, and I thought it would be a great way to represent this highway, to paint these pictures in music.
Well, I went through and listened to all the movements. The music begins where the highway begins in New York City. You call the first movement From the Hudson, and it sounds like we're in a place of industry and ambition. Describe how you arrange music that evokes the sounds of the Big Apple in the early 20th century.
Well, it's not only the 20th century. It almost depicts what it is like today as well, and that's for all the movements. There's elements of jazz. I mean, when you think of New York, we think of jazz, Broadway. There's high energy. It really represents the energy of that city. I should say, though, I mean, one can perform the suite movements 1 through 5 or 5 through 1, so you can perform it westward or eastward.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, the second movement follows the highway into the Ohio River Valley. Yeah. We hear percussive sounds reminiscent of factories, but also more pastoral sounds. Then we get to the third movement called Prairie View, and this is where Lincoln Highway goes through northern Illinois. And here the music slows and becomes more quiet. You give us a sense of wide open space. Tell us how you create that feeling.
The spacing between the notes vertically, like a low note and a high note. It begins with several very high notes played in the violins and the sustained notes in the lower strings, in the cello and bass. And so you have this sense of vertical space, but also horizontal, because it takes a while for the next musical event to happen. And so you have this feeling of openness.
Next, we go through the Rocky Mountains, where the music gets a little treacherous. Lots of dissonant notes and chords there. And finally, we arrive in San Francisco, where the highway ends at Golden Gate Park. We feel a sense of purpose, accomplishment, and triumph. How much of this music here in Movement 5 was inspired by the end of your own journey composing this?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think I composed the first movement last.
So you did go from west to east.
I started with the Prairie View movement.
Oh, okay.
I had a residency at the Prairie Center of the Arts in Peoria, and I drove the Lincoln Highway through Iowa. I was coming from South Dakota, drove across Iowa into Illinois, then went south. And so that's the reason why I started with that, because that was fresh in my memory. Then I did movements 5 and 2, and I waited for the New York, New Jersey one to last. I don't know why it just happened that way.
Now, the recording on SoundCloud is made with a digital keyboard. I assume you were playing the keyboard yourself?
That's the sounds right out of my computer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Now, obviously, getting an entire orchestra to perform these all five suites would be expensive.
Yeah.
How much interest have you received from conductors or philanthropists or impresarios to put together an actual performance of the Lincoln Highway Suite?
I haven't tried to get the entire suite performed on one concert yet. I figured, it's 25 minutes, with each movement about 5 minutes each. So it's more practical to have an orchestra to do just the one movement. It's easier for them to fit them that onto a program. So I've been approaching and talking to conductors about premiering just the one movement that's related to the area. So I've had quite a bit of interest from conductors, you know, several orchestras. There's also a band version for concert band. And I've had more interest from band conductors, actually, in performing it.
So does this require arranging? How does that work?
Well, the orchestra version's pretty much set. I was very conservative on the choice of instruments and number of instruments, keeping in mind what a typical community orchestra, small regional or professional orchestra would have. So that's pretty much it. Now bands, that's another story. One concert band will have this, the other one won't have that, will have something different. So I have all sorts of cues and other parts. So depending on the group, it'll all be covered, but it will sound different from one band to the next.
Nolan Stoltz is the composer of the Lincoln Highway Suite. Best of luck getting it performed at as many orchestras as possible this year.
Thank you.